It's a strange fact that out of troubled and tragic lives, creativity can sometimes flourish. Our music director, Ned Wharton, has a case in point.
Mark Oliver Everett lost his father, renowned physicist Hugh Everett III, when he was a teenager. Drugs and alcohol took hold, and he dropped out of school and pumped gas. He drifted to California, where music refocused his life. He adopted the moniker E, and in 1996 launched the band Eels. Though E insists he's not a depressed person, tragedy has undoubtedly informed his group's sound. After E's sister committed suicide and his mother contracted terminal cancer, the 1998 release Electroshock Blues was E's catharsis. A new CD, Shootin' Annie, contains more quirky pop, again with some gloomy lyrics.
Don't got a lot of time, don't give a damn, don't tell me what to do, I am the man. If there's a God up there, something above, God shine your light down here, shine on the love, love of the loveless.
Eels has been touring this summer with a shadowy figure named MC Honky. MCHonky.com tells us the guy was a janitor for Capitol Records who worked his way up the ladder to become a sound engineer and recently mixed up his vinyl collection to create a genre he calls self-help rock.
You have decided to improve. You have confidence in all that you do.
If MC Honky's story sounds too silly to be true, it is. Turns out MC Honky and Everett are one and the same. Even though E describes MC Honky as a curmudgeon, as E's alter ego, MC Honky's sound is funky and playful. From the new CD called I Am the Messiah, here's a dance mix that springs out of Shakespeare's Sonnet No. 3.
Look in thy glass, and tell the things thou viewest. Now is the time that face should form another.
One, two, like a duck.
So don't be too quick to assume that a life of tragedy automatically translates into dour and depressing art. In the case of Mark Oliver Everett, here's one fascinating character who can't be judged by a dark cover.
Hey man, did you hear what happened to Faye? Yeah, it's really a drag. What a bring down.
Ned Wharton's Director's Cuts can be found on the Weekend Edition Sunday website at npr.org.